this is quite a coincidence here right now. In addition to Tom Wilson, Ziggy Cartoonist in studio, we have on the phone lines here with us at this time. It is a pleasure to be able to bring in somebody who is a real Renaissance man, star of the gridiron, star of television. Tahani tackles the globe on the Travel Channel. He's wrapped up one season. He's getting ready for another, and we're really honored that he's busting us off a call right in between here. I know there's not much time before training camp here, but Tahani Jones, we're very honored that you gave us a call here tonight, sir. Thank you very much for joining us in the FDH Lounge.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I'd like to start on what's a kind of an unfortunate, timely note here. In the last day, the passing of Jim Johnson, who is a coach who, I mean, I've admired greatly from a distance. You, when you were on the Eagles Super Bowl team, got a chance to play under the man. I've seen the man as being Hall of Fame caliber, notwithstanding never having been a head coach, but such a great defensive coordinator, and I'm told such a great leader of man of such character. Please take a moment to speak on Jim Johnson, what he meant to you, and your thoughts on him.
Here's a man that came to work up until, you know, his last couple of days, and I think that personifies the type of man, the hard worker, the amount of influence he had on the young people that played for him. I mean, I played for him when I left New York, and he sort of molded me into, you know, it took me to the next level. It took me to that next playing ability as a linebacker. You know, he challenged me. He put me in precarious situations where I'd have to find myself, my way out. He put me in difficult situations where I'd have to climb back up on top. And, you know, he was aggressive. And to the very end, he remained the same. He's a great coach, and, you know, we'll all miss him terribly.
It is quite a loss, you know, to the world of football, and that just that I'd had some questions that I'd planned to ask you previously, but yeah, that one came to mind immediately when that happened yesterday. I'd like to ask you about your show. This is a very unique project, really, for anybody to be involved on the cable TV landscape. There are a lot of different niches that people try to capture, but I mean, this is one of the most wild and far out ones, and I think you clearly carried it off in great fashion here. I'd like to know, what were some of the most difficult assignments that you had this year to get through, whether it be physically, psychologically, whatever, and what were some of your favorite ones?
They're all physically difficult and all psychologically difficult. I mean, difficult, different, you know, that being the same, no matter where you go. I mean, if you're in Switzerland, I'm doing swinging. I mean, just being able to pick up that sport and compete with the men that compete at this level for such a long time, or just to do something that people call very simple in terms of dragon boat racing. But, you know, just in terms of just paddling, but it's a very team-oriented sport. So all of them challenge my mind and both my mind as well as my body. So they all take on a life of their own, and I love playing every single one of them. Now going into the second season, and I'm going to Senegal, going to Iceland for strongman competition, and other new and exciting sports. You know, the reason why I got involved and why I love being on Tahani Tackles the Globe is because of the fact that I get to train with different sports. I get to alter the different types of workouts that I have in order to prepare myself for the biggest workout of them all, and that's the upcoming season.
Actually, you know what, and that leads me to what you just said, kind of triggered a follow-up question in my head here. Granted, this will be your first season coming in since doing the TV show, but what were some of the things that you feel benefited you for your time on the gridiron here? What were some of the things that helped you as far as whether it be adding variety to your workouts or adding some other things here that you think are going to be of benefit to the Bengals this year?
I think all the sports I played actually added a benefit. I think all the people that I met added a benefit. I think all my travels added a benefit. I mean, you take Muay Thai, which is kickboxing. The amount of core strength that comes out of that is tremendous. You take strongman competition. The amount of power that comes from lifting Atlas stones and carrying Lucifer stones. You take cycling and the amount of cardiovascular training that comes out of that. You take dragon boat racing, cardiovascular. Each sport is applicable in its own way and how it directly impacts your body on a physiological format as well as psychological. traveling to different countries, learning to deal with different people in different languages, different situations, both positive and negative, both challenging and not challenging. All of that translates into a positive season. All that translates into being better on the field.
Well, if for the benefit of any of our listeners out there that haven't gotten a chance to catch as much of your show, and I feel sorry for them if they haven't because they've really been missing something here, but for the benefit of any of them, I think an obvious question that would come to mind is, how much of this stuff, if any, would require a special waiver from either the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals, whatever? I know the teams are going to be protective of the guys who are under contract. You're obviously a key part of this defense for the Bengals here. Was there anything at all that required you to get an okay before you went ahead and did it?
No, you know, the reason why I do it is to prepare myself. And the interesting thing about it is, when you're in your off season, you know, everything that you do, you're liable for. That includes everything. If you're deciding to go to Switzerland and swing and do wrestling, or if you decide to go on, you know, play the links, you know, and things happen in both situations. And as an athlete, you have to take that into your own hands. So the reason I do it is because that's the way I feel as though the best way to train myself. You know, I don't think about sometimes the negative things that can happen, because that can happen walking down the street and a car accidentally veers off to the side. You might be in the wrong place at the wrong time, or you might walk down the street and trip or not see a man. You know, there's different things that can occur. So I think of the positive and how that helps me and how that drives me to be a better player on the field.
Well, it's something that I think people would like to know in looking at somebody like you, who, as I said before, and you know, it's not just to butter you up, but I think the term Renaissance man really would come into play here with what you're doing with TV, with the work that you've done multimedia through the ESPN family here, whether it be for ESPN2, or I'm sorry, the ESPN website, anything that you've written or anything for television. Somebody like you with your experiences, you have professional experiences in that realm, you have professional experiences on the gridiron, you've started in a Super Bowl game, which clearly would be the pinnacle of your career to this point. Is there anything right now that you've done off the field that comes close to what you, in your mind, to what you've done on the field with the Super Bowl, or is it just apples and oranges?
I guess you would call it apples and oranges. It's all amazing fruit that falls from an incredible tree of life. To put it plainly, I mean, the amazing amount of opportunities. I mean, I see waking up each day as being just as important as playing in the Super Bowl. But granted, you know, being able to participate and be on Donnie Tackles the Globe and be able to play in the Super Bowl and be able to play for the Bengals and being able to talk to you today and being able to write and being able to do Timeless as I did in the past. I mean, all that's a blessing. So I take that as apples and oranges. And like I said, it's fruit from that tree of life.
And you guys are going to be having, I believe, some reality show cameras following you around in training camp. Is that going to be the case, I believe? Is it Hard Knocks you guys are going to be on this year?
Yeah, Hard Knocks is going to be following us around. They might zoom in on me a couple times, but you know, that's the essence of Hard Knocks. They want to see the nitty-gritty of what goes on in training camp, and they want to see what happens to us on as well as off the field. So it'll be interesting to see, but the most important thing we want to focus on is winning games. You know, never mind the cameras, never mind, you know, wherever they might lurk. You know, the thing we're concentrating on is that next play and being able to be on point and ready to go.
Well, as far as how you handle it, because a lot of times that's what it comes down to in these situations, and folks have looked at, and I guess it's the nature of the business, but some people have looked at and maybe have been critical of how some players in past seasons have handled the attention of the cameras. Is there anything you've been through? Granted, it's been a show that you've controlled with Dahani Tackles the Globe, but is there anything that you've learned from your experience doing reality television that you can help and advise your teammates as far as how to come across well on TV or not to get caught in bad situations, or is it hard to prepare for something like this?
Well, when it comes to it's hard to be when you're practicing and when you're playing a sport, you have to be you. You can't. There's no camera influence, and I think it's the same way when you're in front of the camera and you're presenting. You have to be able to be yourself. You have to be able to be you. You have to be very real in that situation. I think that's what people want to see. That's what people yearn to to see on the television. That's what Hard Knocks is all about. It's about real players, real situations, real time. When someone starts to pony up to the TV, people will be able to tell that. Just like if you were just talking in front of the television, people would be able to tell that. There's different voices that people use. But when there's a very real atmosphere, a very real person, a very real persona, that's also seen as well. And that's what people want to know. And that's what people want to see.
In terms of one of your teammates, and here's a fat hanging softball for you, Dahani. In terms of your famous teammate, Chad Ochocinco, earlier in the show during our fantasy football segment, I touted this guy as somebody who's a great comeback candidate for this year. Now that you guys have got Carson Palmer back at quarterback, it looks as though that side of the ball will be rejuvenated from what it was a year ago. What are your thoughts from this guy who was one of the absolute key pieces offensively or defensively on this guy coming into this '09 season, where clearly he feels that he's got a lot to prove?
I'm ready to see what he's got. I know he's ready. I know he's prepared. I know he took some time to himself. And, you know, I think many people don't understand. They want always the names, the people to be close at home, and they want to make sure that they keep a close watch by. But sometimes a man has to step away and do what he has to do in order to prepare himself for a season. So I only can look to big things for Chad. I can only look for him to catch four balls. I can only look for him to score much more touchdowns. I can only look for him to do more than what he has ever done in the past, because he was able to reflect. He was able to take that time. He was able to understand a little bit more of who he is, so he can be on the field and play a little bit more than he's ever done in the past.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Let's look at your side of the ball. It's been a situation over the last couple of years where there have been some high draft picks added to the team there. Keith Rivers, who was really looking terrific last year before his unfortunate injury, which I can say, and I don't have a dog in that fight because I grew up in Cleveland, but it looked like a cheap shot to me when he got taken out. But he's going to be back. You've got Ray Maluga in there. It'll be interesting to see them get creative. I wonder how much they're going to be able to put you guys on the field at the same time. I'm sure they're war gaming on that. What are your thoughts on some of the pieces that have been added to the puzzle over the course of the last year or two, and what that could say for this defense and the progress you guys are trying to make?
You can go down the line from offense to defense. I mean, I think we've just adjusted the way that and the outlook and the future of our entire team. I mean, we've moved several different pieces, but you know, coming from the off season, you can see the change in attitude. You can see the change in focus, and you know, our main pride lies within the fact that we're ready to compete this season. We're ready to do a lot of great things. So we'll just see where everything ends up.
Well, I know that we always like to give our guests a chance to plug on this show, Dahani. Of course, your website, dhani55.com, dahani55.com, of course, is where people can find out things about you there. Of course, you've got your program. We talked a decent amount here tonight. Dahani Tackles the Globe on the Travel Channel. As I said, all of your multimedia work for ESPN. But I'm sure that I've missed a few things here because you've got so many different things going on. Please plug anything else that we missed that you'd like to have people know about.
No, I think you got everything. Don't forget about my, I have a drink called Tyku. So it's www.trytyku, TryTyku.com. And besides Dahani55.com, it's DahaniJones.com. That's my website. And 5starties.com. I mean, there's an ample amount of things out there. I'm working on different projects in terms of redlinefilms.net. 2013 productions. I mean, I'm working on many different projects in different aspects, but the one thing I'm concentrating right now is going into this next season, and that's www.bengals.com, and look to see what Cincinnati is going to do big time this year.
Excellent. Well, obviously, you're a key piece of the puzzle for that, Dahani, and we loved having you on. On this, the program, where nothing is off-topic, you are perfectly emblematic of that. You've got so many different things going on with that. It's fascinating to talk to you. We appreciate you making the time for us, sir. We'd love to have you back on again sometime.
Thank you very much for your time, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks very much. Dahani Jones, everybody, Bengal linebacker, TV star. We could go on and on and on, and that was, I saw the reaction here as this was going. I mean, Dahani's got, a heck of a story to tell. I mean, you talk about character and characters, Tom.
Well, this guy in his life. Yeah, I think we had more than a Renaissance man there. He's a philosopher as well. I think we can add that. But I was inspired just listening to this man.
I didn't know how to go stronger than Renaissance man, but yeah, I mean, if I could have thought anything stronger, I would have gone with it. But man, he's got so many things.
Well, you see a man who's definitely inspired by, and he mentioned it many times, not just the exciting things, but the tough things. He's all found a way to turn those into positives. And personally, I think that's a way of exercising your own passion. I find it very inspiring. And he's another boy in Ohio here that's going to be on your show.
He is, and you know, and speaking of that, I mean, the real acid test, you know, we've got his websites linked here tonight on our rundown at thefdhlounge.com. A perfect example would be, I'm sure my dad sitting at home listening to this now, if he clicked on it here, notwithstanding noticing the fact that Dahani Jones went to Michigan, I'll bet my dad still thinks he's a good guy, because my dad's the ultimate Buckeye. So my dad is probably even overlooking the fact that Dahani's a Wolverine. That's how great of a guy Dahani Jones is.